What's the date of that telephone call?
This one's from May 7th, 2006, at approximately 8:38 p.m. And it was from the cell number ending in 4501, which was Rick Smith's cell phone.
And who were the participants in this telephone call?
Rick Smith and Pete Cott.
Your Honor, I move to admit 22 and publish the jury.
No objection.
Exhibit 22 is admitted and may be published.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Hello, sir. Grant. Yeah. 21 and a half there. That's part of that. Boy, every hour rolled in. But White Rock voted the wrong way, so I'm going to do a rescinding motion. But we had a couple of Democrats, Crawford, and on the other side, on our side.
But our 21-5?
Yeah.
Vote
against it. So I think the worst that can happen is just, it passes again.
We had Crawford and Claw.
Yeah, and they probably were for political reasons or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they might have voted the wrong way. We did Harris voted for the damn thing.
Yeah.
And McGuire. Because they're saying that Ben can't get the numbers over there. Ben's telling me he can't get 20-20.
So he just had an excuse that Ben can't get 20-20.
Yeah.
For concurrence.
Yeah.
When you say water flows the wrong way,
he was thinking I was on a different amendment.
And on the last one?
Yeah.
He voted for 25 and 22 and a half also.
Yeah, but he wouldn't vote for 21.
Okay, he was trying to cover his ass with Juno?
Probably.
Because he's the one that introduced that 30.
Yeah, well, he just covered his ass, Juno. So the question is, do we want to go back and try to get this?
Well, geez, I think we've got to do want to try to go back and get it. But the monitor, say he made what's got monitors down, say, I made a mistake.
No, I'm just going to just turn around and don't say anything. Just vote. He's already said that. He voted the wrong way. He wants to pretend.
Oh.
But if we end up going to conference, if Ben can't get it, then, I don't know. We run a risk there. That's the question. We can do this tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
Better
do it right away.
Better do it, yeah, water, please. So is that what you're humbling about up front?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of them over there that are saying, hey, Mr. Bob, Bill, there's a bunch of them saying that Ben can't get concurrence in 2020. And I guess if you go back in and re-vote this, because Lyra said he voted the wrong way. He's screwed up and tried with something else. Yeah, Crawford. We might have voted with you.
Yeah.
If we just change Lyra's vote, but do you have
You got to vote the other two, but I don't think they're changing the Democrats.
You think Crawford would stay there?
I think so.
You think he would, huh? Somebody's calling me, hang on just a
second. All right, let me talk to Mike anyway. Talk like that.
Agent Gumpy, in that conversation there was a reference to Croft. Who's Croft?
Croft was another representative at that time.
Something you learned through first investigation?
Yes.
A reference to Crawford?
Same, one of the state representatives.
Okay. And that reference to Wyrock, is that the same Wyrock?
Bruce Wyrock again, yes.
A reference to McGuire?
She was a state senator, I believe, at that time.
Reference to Ben?
That would have been Ben Stevens.